sorry that I missed your call, but if you leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Happy birthday, my lady. I'm sorry it's a day late. Well, you should have got an email from me earlier. I'm getting straight into this. There's a lot of things on the list. I didn't know what I could do best to celebrate your birthday. So obviously, you do have the video, and there are other things in process. I was fascinated to notice that the Marriage Defined and the Commitment Beyond video, which obviously was for your birthday last year, because I mentioned it, it moved from the number 4 popular, most popular video that I have on BitChute to number 3. I mean, that's not a major thing. It was just, you know, incremented by 1. So, I mean, still, I find the timing delightful. And of course, there is the important thing, the most vital thing of all. Saturday, IFWOB, the International Fellowship of Walkers with Organic Bananas, recorded a brand new world's record time of somebody walking the Greenway. That was silly. You got the picture and whatnot, but that was my joy. It really was my joy, and found it afterwards. That's hard. But anyway, I have noticed a couple other things. Well, one other little trivial thing. Today, I did, again, you know, I did my 10-mile Saturday. I did my hike with Chris yesterday. We only did the 4. But today, I needed to go to the store. I said another 4. So I'm ridiculous. But on the way back today, I did stop and see my friend Gary. And we had a brief conversation and so forth. I wanted to get home because rain is supposed to be coming. It hasn't yet, so... Yeah. Wasn't necessary, but anyway. But because of the fact that it's not the most convenient thing for him to take their trash out, I took his trash out. He's the amputee; he only has one leg. I was there, and I grabbed his trash and took it to the trash can. And I thought it was kind of ironic, you know. You could have taken a picture of me at that point, and I'm sitting there carrying a case of beer. Well, you know, an empty case of beer. And it's kind of like, you know, that's not me, but that's me carrying the beer. Anyway, I found that funny. I also have had delightful encouragement from, you know, because I did share, you know, Saturday on my way to get my bananas before I did my timed hike, I saw the Mormons and I approached them. And that was significant. I relayed this to my friend Corey in Utah, and he said, yes, you're right. That is very unusual for somebody to approach Mormon missionaries. Obviously, well, you know this. I'm kind of unusual. But see, I do this now as an act of love. I do this because besides so many other things, I really strongly feel, especially with the snowflake generation that we have, to encourage younger people. And it's a very conscious effort. You know, and I just watched an Iranian doctor, scientist, Soleimani, was exchanged for a spy, you know, apparently admitted spy, U.S. spy that was in Iran. He was arrested. This research scientist comes to the U.S. over a year ago. He was arrested, apparently, and held in prison for over a year. No charges filed. And they did this, the swap, and he returned. And, you know, I find that fascinating because here's somebody who is striving to do something, at least from their perspective, his perspective as a scientist, doing stem cell research, had a long history of it, and then they looked at him as someone who was trying to steal something. And apparently it caused a little fiasco. I found it fascinating that the person who met him at the airport, he was met first in, I think it was Dubai, by the foreign minister, Zarif. They flew then into Tehran, and was met by Masriya Hashemi, an Iranian journalist. Well, she's a journalist in Iran, works for Press TV. She's actually born in the United States, but moved to Iran because she grew up in a Christian family, could not connect on the Trinity, converted to Islam, married, had a family, has kids, whatnot, in Iran, and periodically comes back to visit family here in the U.S., and she was arrested. This happened about, in January, I think it was. They held her in prison, no charges. It was effectively another form of torture. They did release her, and she went back to Iran. And, you know, she's the one that met. So both of those people can relate to being tortured in U.S. prison. And I actually did a video on Masriya Hashemi back in January. And it was actually one of more, for YouTube, it was actually, I got a number of, you know, because normally I don't get views in YouTube. And I actually had a dialogue with some people on it. Because I offered a Christian perspective. But besides seeing that, you know, you see where still in prison is Manning, who leaked the collateral murder video, but there are no charges. Back in prison with no charges. And right now, the U.S. is trying to extradite Julian Assange, who's being held in prison in the UK with no charges. And, you know, I find it fascinating because I also heard somebody else talk about how America, we push freedom and democracy. Freedom and democracy are opposites. They're not the same. They're opposites. And we have neither here. This is the concern that I think has to be understood, especially by the follower of Christ. And I explain some of the underlying things about this in the video I did, post the video I did for you yesterday. Because I did explain a bit why, as a follower of Christ, we should have no part of the state. Because we can see the cruelty of the state in these examples. So I did that video. Well, the last thing about these people who were being imprisoned, two of them, obviously Manning and Assange, are still in prison, but some of the others have been, the two Iranians have been freed and reconciled with their family. When I saw the embrace of a restored family, Masriya Hashemi's husband is dead, but her family was there, and see the embrace of the family, and that was, 8 months ago, see the embrace of Soleimani and his family. It's kind of like, and remembering the embrace I had with Julia now a couple years ago, I want to do it with more of my family. That same kind of embrace, the same joy of reconciliation. This has gotten long, but I did a video for George. It's already been sent out. I do have this video. It did turn out to be 48 minutes. I would suggest it is really deep. It has some holes. There's a couple things I wish I could have done better, but it's still, I would suggest this is not Sunday morning fluff. This is serious, and the challenges. Marriage begins with sex and ends with death. The Bible is true, and the institutional church is a fraud. And the Lord's call for reconciliation are the three main points, and I believe they're expressed firmly, hopefully clearly, with an underlying element of grace. I hope that is seen. And I'm trying to decide. I worked on putting in, I did, and with this video, I did put the overlays, so the scripture references are right there on screen. Other thing that I've been trying to ponder, I am going to send you, hopefully tomorrow, a DVD, so you'll have it. And I have a stack that I'll probably send. I did mention to George, I have to go get envelopes. I don't have envelopes for him. Got the discs, don't have envelopes. So I'll do that later in the week. But the other thought I've had is I've been weighing back and forth. Do I go ahead and put it on BitChute, Brighteon, and YouTube? And I might. I welcome interaction, discussion, dialogue, whether or not I should. Let me know. Because if I put it on YouTube BitChute primarily, I'll probably get most of my traffic on BitChute. If I put it on there, I might get some traffic. I'm playing hardball because I want my family back, because I love them. And when I got that email from George, I still don't understand why you sent it. It was either an act of hate or you're reaching out as an act of love, and I don't know the difference. I don't know the difference from you. I don't know who you are anymore. I want to. I thought I had a woman who said yes in obedience to Christ. I'm going to love my husband. And apparently, there is no love for your husband or obedience to Christ. That's the evidence. I hope the evidence changes. I'm so in love with you, it's ridiculous. I don't even know what you're like anymore. But I know I love you, and I want you back.